listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
Now, where did we leave off? Ah, yes. The party emerged from the arena in Jol to discover the Erdson-created gargoyle-like constructs attacking a group of civilians. As they joined the fray, a sudden lightning bolt struck one of the gargoyles, coming from none other than the long-lost Uver.
Was thought out. Master.
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 I go by the name Game Master.
Just game. Remember game. Game. Put game in front of that, please.
Mr. Master.
Mr. Please. Mr. Master was my father. Call me Game.
A big game. What's up, man?
Some big game over there.
I saw your brother Dungeon the other day. What a loser.
Did you see his twin dragons?
Blades in the dark.
he's in jail now.
Yeah.
He robbed the bank.
He what?
I was trying to think of something
he
better than bank, but
he just the bank.
He probed the bank.
He robbed
the bank.
Don't probe it.
I thought that was the handler that did that.
I gotta do and poke at it with a stick, see if the bank, you know, responds.
I forgot what the game master's called in Blades in the Dark, which is really sad considering I ran
it. Is it moderator?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's just game
is
master.
Is it just game master?
Lore master.
They all have a fancy thing to be called.
The keeper?
Ooh, I like that, but no, that's something else.
Oh.
Yeah. That's Call of Cthulhu.
I know.
I have technology. I can Google it.
Don't.
It's game master. I just Google it.
Why'd you Google it? Now the mystery is solved.
It could have remained a history. A mystery.
Another history solved.
All right, gang.
Welcome to History Busters.
I'm so tired. History
Fall
Busters.
Fall of Rome.
History Busters with Atomic Broadcasting.
So wait, if we're the History Busters, does that mean we're going around disproving things that actually happened?
Yes.
Do you guys remember the Fall of Rome? Yeah, well, Jordy, I got news for you.
Weren't you wondering what that machine is in your back? I built a time machine.
Oh.
That's why Napoleon is right over there.
Yeah. Wait, why'd you build a time machine? There was already one there.
So we could bust history.
I have one on my wrist.
Put history in jail.
Yeah.
Petite, that time machine is the same time machine.
Yeah, it's just from different timelines. Yeah. You know, it's weird that some time machines, I mean, they both go forward and back, but neither of them go like, this one only goes forward, this one only goes back.
Why would you do that?
Well, I already am traveling forward in time.
I don't.
It's kind of like backwards compatibility.
That's a future Rama episode.
I don't
think of everything.
Buy a car that only goes to the destination and not back.
Well, that's not how time machines work. It's timey-wimey.
You know, time machines also have to travel through
time
space.
Time machines are also often cars.
Often. I can only think of one.
Yeah, the only good one. It's a lie, actually. The police box is also good.
Okay.
The phone booth, not the police.
The train.
And that's to say not Doctor Who, Bill and Ted.
The other Dr. Brown. Oh.
Because Bill and Ted is also the only other acceptable time travel movie.
Wow. Sam is wanting to start a war online.
Honestly, I just don't listen to his opinion anymore.
Sadly, I haven't seen Bill and Ted, so I don't know.
It's really good.
It's excellent. Most excellent.
That's what I've heard.
It's pretty amazing. I love it.
I've heard it's an adventurous film.
Oh, no way.
I like the second one a lot, too.
I like the third one. I haven't seen it, but I like it.
The third one is good.
Don't they face the music there?
Yes.
Is there a fourth one?
No, the third one just came out.
Oh, there should be
Jenkins,
a fourth one.
That's in the future.
Speaking of remakes from like 20 years later,
time machine.
Do you guys know they're making a new Spaceballs?
It's not a remake. That's just a sequel. Because the people who made the first one wanted to make another one.
Mel Brooks is 98 and he's going to be in it.
Yeah, that's the main reason I'm okay with this, because it's like the original group being like, let's just make another one. As opposed, it doesn't seem like it's as much of the studio being like, make another one.
What's his name that plays the main character or whatever? He's coming out of retirement, apparently.
Rick Moranis?
Rick Moranis, that makes sense.
You mean he played Darth Helmet. He's not the main character.
He is the main character.
As someone who's never seen Spaceballs, Rick Moranis played the main character.
Yeah.
Bill Pullman. He played
Lone
Star.
You should watch it. If only for the one visual gag where they're watching the movie in the movie.
Can you look back?
It's very funny.
Oh, man, I love stupid movies.
Speaking of stupid stories, are you guys ready to get started?
I hope you're not talking about this story.
Overhead, the sky is full of dark storm clouds that have drifted in from the south, the Kodar Mountains looming over the landscape. The storm clouds are gathering, and a bolt of lightning cracks down out of the sky, envelops this gargoyle that was carrying away one of the civilians, and the whole thing just shudders and comes still. The civilian is able to catch himself, not taking too much damage from the fall, but the shattered remains of the gargoyle just splinter and scatter all over the cobbles of the streets. Across the square, you see your old friend Uver standing on top of one of the rooftops, his cape blowing in the breeze of the storm that's beginning to kick up and blow in. Uver, that was the last of your turn. Now it moves to one of the gargoyles. It's actually this one on the south side of the square. It was pretty close to Neros, so it's going to move up and attack Neros.
Why?
Because...
What did I ever do to him?
You had an AC of less than 30.
He shouldn't know that.
I'm not divulging that information.
Okay, well then I'll just roll damage just in case.
Wait.
Do it.
Repent or refuse.
Is it in range? It is.
It is just barely in range. I refuse.
Let me just draw.
I know you just got some new abilities for this.
You get resistance 2 plus our level, 10, so 12.
Who's you?
You, Abby.
Okay.
Abby gets it, Neros doesn't. And
I get what?
Resistance 12 to the next damage. And the enemy becomes enfeebled 2 and takes persistent spirit damage equal to my charisma modifier. And that is all currently.
Enfeebled.
Next level, there will be more.
I think he made the wrong decision.
What is your charisma modifier?
Frickin' 4.
Frickin' 4?
Frickin' 4.
He's back, guys.
All right, so then he finishes the attack, takes all of these negative effects. He's enfeebled. His spirit is persistently being damaged. You take no damage because the resistance that Val offered was more than the damage he rolled.
Nice.
But he kind of like claw swipes at you and is trying to like catch your clothes with his claws.
Oh, don't you dare grab me.
Does damage have to be applied for that trigger?
No, it's just if he hits.
Okay.
But he fails. He does not grab.
Good.
So he claws and like they get caught in your clothes at first, but you just twist out of the way and it just pulls out from under his hand.
A little dance.
And then he is going to... I learned something new earlier today.
Why?
Knowledge.
He's going to fly 10 feet up in the air. So the thing I learned, which is going to become increasingly important to know as we get further into higher level play, when you fly up, it's difficult terrain. If you fly down, it's basically not difficult terrain. It's the opposite way. So you have to spend 20 feet of movement to go 10 feet up, and you only have to spend 5 feet of movement to go 10 feet down.
I don't like that.
It makes sense, but it's awkward to remember.
Yeah. I feel like flying is simple. It should just be simple.
And he takes 4 spirit damage as his turn ends. And ends the persistent damage.
Oh.
And then it is the last gargoyle's turn on all the way on the north side of the square. He moves in towards one of the civilians and starts attacking him.
That's fine.
He was really far away, so it takes him 2 full move actions to get up close to the closest of the civilians. He swipes at him and does some serious damage, but again, the claws just kind of like slip through the clothes and he does not grab the civilian.
Little butterfingers there.
And we are back to the top of the round for Alward.
How close is the gargoyle in the north to me?
The north is 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 feet away.
Okay. And I can't see through the tents, is that right?
You cannot see anybody on ground level through the tents, but you can see Uver because he's on top of a roof.
I use one whole action to wave to Uver.
Is waving a free action?
I think so.
Yes. Depends on how much you're trying to communicate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Add to the list.
So I am going to move 35 feet to the north for one action.
So you're swinging up around towards the north side of the square.
Yeah. And then I am going to amp a new cantrip of mine called Dancing Blade. And when I cast it, my nightstick flies out that I've never mentioned before, but I've had this whole time.
I can confirm. He told me he had this nightstick back before episode one.
Yeah, it's a measuring stick also. It flies out of its holster and goes up to the gargoyle to make a strike.
Cool.
All right, make your strike check.
Roll the strike.
17 plus 19 is 36, right?
Yes.
Okay. 36.
That's a critical hit.
Nice.
All right. So since I amped it, instead of doing 3d6 damage, it does 3d10.
Ooh.
And
it's a big nightstick.
Yeah.
It's a night mace.
It's a night mace.
Oh, that's a sad
so bad.
Face.
Did you roll so minimum? Bad.
Basically.
Oh.
Jenkins.
Jenkins.
Why'd you do it?
Because I'm not allowed to be good.
Oh.
That's a grand total of 14. That's already doubled.
Oh.
That's, ouch.
Ouch.
Don't talk to me. It's fine. It's fine.
I can't talk to you?
No, you can.
Oh, okay.
Sam can't.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. That's fair.
That's my turn.
Sam, you have to talk to me to relay a message to Jenkins. That's how this is going to work.
Abby, would you tell Jenkins that I think he did a great job?
Sam thinks you did a great job.
Tell him thank you.
Jenkins said thank you.
He can. I thought he could still talk to me.
Zephyr, you are on top of one of the gables of a house on the west side of the market square, overlooking things. You have clear visibility of everything that's going on except for one civilian because he's right next to a tent.
And I don't even care about him.
Nobody does.
Oh my god.
I want to spell strike the gargoyle on the north. Does he have any debuffs? I wasn't really paying attention. I was literally pulling out like 12 dice.
Yeah, so when Jenkins critted him, all these, like, the nightstick came, like, whistling through the air and just, like, developed all these cracks along him. So he is now broken and has a lower AC and does not resist incoming damage anymore.
All right. Yeah, so I'm going to spell strike him with a frostbite.
That's cold, man.
Yeah, it is cold. But you know what's really funny is if this hits, he's also going to be hit with some fire.
I believe in you, Petite.
You know, this card is meant for a ranged attack anyway, so I'm just going to spend that so I can roll this again. I rolled a 3, if you guys wanted to know.
I did.
Ooh, much better. 37.
Woo! That's a crit.
Wow.
He rolled
critical
the same
spell
thing
strike. Critical spell
so I'll make strike. A fortitude save.
Okay.
What is your DC?
102. 28.
That's a critical fail.
This boy's about to get cold.
And a little hot.
Oh, it has a fun new feature, too. If they crit fail, they get weakness 1 to bludgeoning until your next turn.
I have a feeling that it's not going to have another turn.
What?
Yeah.
Just a crit from a Magus. Anybody can survive that.
I don't think I could survive that.
Y'all made me forget numbers. Hold up. So, 17 from Frostbite.
That was more than 10 it's myself. 10
for the arrow. Oh, and one fire.
Overkill.
Oh, does that mean he gets more AP?
He gets his actions refunded, right?
Oh, sweet, dude.
So Alward runs up. His nightstick goes just whistling over and just slams into the gargoyle, and all these cracks develop. And the gargoyle turns to look just as this arrow just whistles right through the face and just shatters that gemstone on its forehead, and it just collapses.
I like to imagine that the arrow itself was like bursting with cold energy, and then just at the very end, right before he died, it just went the flame.
The cold kept it.
One little health.
Wait, I zoned out. Did he die?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's very dead, Abby.
I was thinking about other things.
Like living gargoyles?
No.
And Zephyr, you have one action left.
I'm going to recharge that spell strike.
I like it. All right. It's now the gargoyle that is harassing the guy that Zephyr cannot see. His turn. So on the opposite side of the square.
None of us can see that guy, I don't think.
Oh, nobody can
Uber
see this?
Can see him.
No.
Oh, okay. Uber, I'll tell you what's happening then.
None okay. of us can hear.
Everybody plug your ears.
The gargoyle swings at the guy. He hits. He scores!
Goal!
Ooh, that guy is not looking good. He's bloodied.
Okay, if only one guy out of the three, I think we did a pretty good job.
Oh my goodness. That's the third two I've rolled for gargoyles trying to grab people
Yay.
Tonight.
It's just yes. not going to happen. Just stop.
No, he's going to try again. He is undeterred. Oh. 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 He should have been deterred. Too much map on that one. He failed again.
I told you.
Too much map?
Too much map. Multiple attack penalties.
Ah.
Val, you're up.
You're right. I'm awake.
Are you okay over there?
So just to give a little bit of a recap of where we're at, there were four civilians who were being harassed by five gargoyles. As of right now, three of the gargoyles are dead. One of them is floating in the air and got spiritually attacked by Val. The other one is on the opposite side of the market square and is just beating this guy up, trying to pick him up.
So I am going to move right past the thing attacking Nero's and to the gargoyle that most of us can't see that just went. I'm going to try to help out that civilian and maybe kill that gargoyle.
Could you see that gargoyle?
I could not before.
So how did you know he was attacking that guy?
Because we've talked about it so much.
That's okay. not how this works.
He's just hearing the civilian going, "Ow, stop hitting me, gargoyle!"
Are you metagaming, Sam?
I don't think so. I feel
guys, I think he's doing
I'm not
going
to justify
there.
Running around a tent to see if there's a gargoyle.
You're going to run past the you're going to run past the other gargoyle?
Yeah. To do something it? You can't yes. even see.
I'll deal with you later.
He's metagaming.
I've got Sam's back on this one. The tent is fabric is thick enough that you can't see
also,
clearly.
Also, this thing has been flying
but you can
in the
see
past.
Stuff happening.
Okay.
You see a shadow of somebody being destroyed.
Also, this thing keeps flying, so like surely its wings are coming up and over.
Sure.
Not you. Listen, back off, all right?
All so, Val, you're within range. You're within, like, the positive range to help the civilian, but you're also moved up 10 feet away from the gargoyle.
Yes. I'm going to just strike, because I feel like none of my other things are going to be helpful right now. So I'm just going to strike with my glaive, and I had signaled for Sigrun, but Sigrun has not come up yet.
Yes, she's on her way.
26 to hit.
That is a regular hit.
A regular hit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll accept it. Oh. 20 points of damage.
I hear wheezing noises from the GM.
Nice. So you
thanks, yeah.
You swing down with your glaive, and it turns just at the right moment. You were like lined up for the perfect shot, but it just kind of clatters off its shoulder, and you take off a huge chunk of the stone, but you're not seeing those signature cracks developing on it yet, so you know it's still got a little bit of life left
I'll
in
do
it.
I'll do it again with a 20 to hit.
That's a hit.
What?
That is a regular hit.
Who would have thought?
What's the last level we fought these things at?
Like five? Four?
Five.
Three?
Two?
One?
We fought last them in the cave! I fought one in my prologue, guys.
18 damage this time.
And with that second swipe, you just drive it into the same spot, and now cracks are just developing all over the thing. It is now considered broken.
Okay.
But it is not down.
Oh, man.
He's just sitting there crying.
My wife left me. She said I was too cold.
So much lore. I did just hit him with cold damage.
He's also a rock.
What?
Neros.
That's me. Also, I just have to say the square part of the square looks like a foot.
Kinda. I see it.
Oh, like from above.
Yeah.
I was looking at looking for Italy, and I was like, I don't see it at all.
No, it's the center little bit. It's like a...
Where the tents are, that stone surrounding it, it's like, it's a foot.
Yeah, it's just missing its toes.
It's foot-shaped. Oh. That's what I was thinking about earlier.
Oh.
All right, Neros, you are next to one of the surviving gargoyles. It's floating 10 feet in the air, but just next to you.
Has this thing been hit yet?
It took some spirit damage from Val, but that's it.
I want to hit it with some noise blast.
Ooh. And that's a fortitude save?
Yes, sir.
Has it taken damage spiritually? Yes.
Physically, it's
no,
fine.
It's fine.
And what's your DC?
29.
That is a regular fail.
Good.
Kind of crack under pressure.
Good. That's 18 sonic damage.
What spell rank was your noise blast?
That was a 2.
Did you add your sorceress potency to the damage?
Probably not, because it didn't tell me.
Okay, then I'll take an extra 2 damage.
Okay. And that thing's deafened for a round.
Nice.
What?
As we all know,
it's deafened echoes. For a round.
It's deafened. Just like you're about to be.
Shots fired.
Just scream into the mic.
Poor Jordy. His poor ear.
I have my own volume leveler. Where is it?
And then for my last action, I'm going to shoot a magic missile at it.
Ooh.
Those are always fun.
Actually, magic missile is now called force barrage.
Well, I'm sorry. In Path Builder, it's still magic missile. So you... Whatever. I'm going to cast a magic missile at it.
As you're casting the magic missile, I'll let you know that he is broken, as the noise is just vibrating and causing cracks to develop all over him.
He takes 2 more damage.
Oof! You rolled a 1?
And then crumbles.
I rolled a 1.
Oh.
2, and that was, you were casting it at first level?
Yes.
So that's +1 more damage from Sorceress.
It doesn't
potency.
Tell me to add that, okay? So I just don't.
You're supposed to remember.
I don't have a memory.
That's fair. Her RAM's all used up.
What'd you just say?
Speaking of having no memory, Uver, it's your turn.
Kill it.
Kill it? I don't know if I can do that.
I'm sure you can.
Call the lightning.
But I'm not going to.
Again.
Because I want to do something else. So... With storm roiling above in the air, suddenly everyone hears Uver chanting for a moment, and with a flash of lightning, you hear his staff smash onto the top of the roof with a loud bang as he casts gravitational pull on the civilian next to the gargoyle.
Oh.
He can choose to make a fortitude save and or fail.
I think he doesn't know what's going on, so he's going to make a save. Critical fail. He gets crushed.
He is pulled 10 feet closer to me, and...
The civilian's just like, help! It was surrounded!
He's also knocked prone, but...
Oh, no. No, he's still adjacent to the monster, and now he's prone! And now I can't protect him! He's too far away!
What? Oh, shoot. Ignore all that.
Aww.
Put him back.
What?
He didn't take his hand off the chess piece. It's
this
okay.
is absurd.
Gravitational push.
Retcon, because I just realized I have to do something else.
Recreational. Just dragging him back and forth.
I'm going to change the narration. It's gonna be the same thing. It's
what?
Different.
What is going on?
I missed you there.
Make up your mind.
This is whip.
You'd think he hadn't been playing this character for like a year.
You can do it, Sven.
We believe in you.
You can play Uver
Ooh.
Again.
Ooh.
Breathe.
With the roiling clouds in the air, you suddenly hear Uver chanting, and with a loud slam of his staff onto the top of the house, you see shimmering armor appear around the civilian next to the gargoyle as he uses reach and chromatic armor onto the civilian.
What is chromatic armor?
I wrap the target in armor made of sheets of colored light.
I hate having to be this guy. You did reach, which is great, but reach only gives you a 30-foot on a touch
spell.
Oh,
is he not 30 feet?
Is he 30 feet away?
I can't check that.
I'm hoping he is, because that's really cool.
He is not. Uber is 20 feet up in the air already.
Son of a gun. Retcon!
Oh, my God!
Round three,
we go! We retcon the retcon!
All of this dialogue for another retcon.
This is your third turn.
I heard you like retcon, so I retconned your retcon.
Hey, I don't think this is fair.
1 year!
I haven't played this for 1 year!
I have to use an ability to retcon. This isn't fair.
I'm putting my hoodie on while you're retconning.
Do you want your blanket? I don't need it anymore.
No, I have a bear.
With the roiling clouds of the storm up in the air. Attack of maturity!
What did he do?
He started laughing.
We can use the last take.
You hear Uver begin chanting.
With the roiling clouds of the storm up ahead, you suddenly hear Uver chant as he grasps something underneath his cloak. And with a loud crash, as a staff slams against the top of the house, a bolt of lightning falls from the sky onto this gargoyle.
And that's sudden bolt again?
Yes, it is. Please make a basic reflex DC 29.
A regular fail.
Perfect. He takes full damage of 4 D12 electricity damage.
Please roll better than I did.
Don't mess up.
Did he mess up?
I don't know. I can't see.
21 points of damage.
He did not mess up.
Oh, yeah. That lightning falls out of the sky and just obliterates what's left of that gargoyle. He did.
You did it.
He did.
Good job, Sven.
Third time's the charm.
We don't have to mention that.
It only took 20 minutes.
There is one last gargoyle remaining, the one that's 10 feet up and near Neros. It's just under half health.
Near?
Near. And Uver, you have one action left.
There's nothing for me to really do right now, so.
You can get off the roof.
Not yet. I look cool up there.
That is true.
It's all about appearances, people.
I agree. Standing on roofs is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Except the person probably under you is like, oh, great, I'm going to have to redo the roof again.
All right, what were you doing with your last action, Uber?
Skipping.
You should do a sick backflip off the roof.
He's old-ish.
But he's so ripped.
And young-looking.
All right, the remaining gargoyle shakes himself out of his... No, he's still deaf. He's deaf until Neros' turn. He's still deaf, but he is no longer enfeebled. He's going to swoop down and try to punch at Neros again.
Why would you do that?
That's what he's asking himself. With a 19 to hit?
Nope.
Well, now that he's in range, he's going to give one last attempt to escape. He's going to, instead of flying up into the air, he's going to start making his way around this corner.
Is he crawling?
He's just running.
Oh, he didn't even try and grab. He just ran.
He ran
punched
away.
Once, missed, and now he's just running away on his stubby little gargoyle.
He got embarrassed.
He is. He's got a big blush. It's like reddish stone on his cheeks.
Wow.
Oh.
Alward, it's your turn.
At the start of my turn, I'm going to unleash my psyche, which causes what looks to be like hourglasses and mathematical numbers to start flowing around me from the rain. And then for one action, I'm going to sustain my weapon. And when I sustain it, I get to choose change, attack, guard, or push. I'm going to change to my target to Neros. I'm then going to sustain it again to change my target to the gargoyle. I'm going to sustain it for a third time to attack the gargoyle.
Nice.
Huh.
What?
So the nightstick just like whirs over to Neros, kind of orbits it once and slingshots over to the gargoyle?
Yep.
Make a spell attack roll.
It doesn't hit Neros.
No. I could. The reason why I can choose Neros is because I can guard her. And she would get a plus 2 AC.
That's cool. Yep. I like it.
28.
That's a crit.
Yay.
Woo!
Okay, let's try this again.
No,
3d10s.
No, taking it back.
Can I retcon? Okay. Since my psyche's unleashed, it's automatically going to get 10 base damage. And then it's 17, so 27 times 2 for the crit is 54.
Ooh!
Okay, then.
That's a dead
with boil. A nightstick, so it's non-lethal.
I think that's a dead boil.
That's non-lethal, so probably not.
How high up is it?
I don't. He's on the ground.
Oh.
I don't know if this is tonally what you're wanting, but the first thing that popped into my head when you said non-lethal is this nightstick shoots past Nerys towards this gargoyle that's running away. It just hovers up in front of him, and he like stops, and then it just goes bonk on the crystal, and it just collapses.
I love that. Yeah.
And that takes us out of initiative, as all of the hostile combatants have been defeated.
Wow.
Woohoo!
Wow.
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 I only got one turn.
Wow.
I'm sorry, did you want me not to kill that gargoyle?
It's okay.
I'm going to lay my hands on this civilian near me.
Ask for consent.
And he's healed. I have healed you.
Oh, okay.
My client didn't want to be saved.
You
ruined my death.
Consent is a thing.
The whole plot of The Incredibles.
Who are you? The city's under attack. Are you with them?
No, we just killed the gargoyles.
Okay, I'm just a little.
My name's Val. I'm a servant of Pharazm.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Val. My name's Rom.
Rom,
with two A's.
It's the space name.
Wouldn't that be Ram?
Rom.
Rom with two
Stop
A's.
Stop laughing at me, dwarf.
Don't look up there. Look at me.
Are you DDR4 or DDR5?
Did this just happen? Has this been happening? What's going on? We just got back.
Well, we were just minding our own business, and then just as the day was beginning to dawn, just armed combatants came flowing out of the Aeritsen estate and just pushing their way through the city. They're making their way to the Joelberg right now. Who knows what they're doing?
That makes sense that Aeritsens are horribly evil. Was this like minutes ago? When was dawn?
Like 15 minutes ago.
Oh, that's okay. So it hasn't been that long since.
We've been running.
A weird time coming here. Is everyone else okay?
Most people seem to be.
I wasn't asking you. Sorry.
The other civilians are like dusting themselves off. Most of them look like they haven't even really been hurt. There's a guy up here that got scraped.
Oh. All right.
Nerys is going to round the corner of the foot.
The heel, if you will.
The heel of the foot and stare up at the old dwarf. Where did you come from?
I knew trouble was coming to the city.
What?
That coming near us.
You want to get down here?
I'll walk up to the edge of the building and raise my hands
I'll
up.
I'll go to the gable that I can supposedly jump down off of without damage. And hop down.
What is a gable? You guys keep saying gable.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's that peaked bit on a roof.
Oh.
I didn't know that had a name.
Be like this, and there's the top. That's the gable.
Did not know that had a name.
Everything has a name.
Stupid name.
It hasn't always been named yet.
That's fair.
This one's named Clark.
Clark Gable.
I walk to the gable end.
So Uver, you use the balcony that's halfway up to drop off the roof and then drop to the ground with no damage.
Thank you.
And I offer to help you down.
He quickly walks to the party with the click click of his staff that seems to actually click a little bit louder than you would imagine.
I heard that there was going to be trouble in Joel, and I came to help.
Okay, well, do you know what's happening?
I will try to explain later, but right now we don't have enough time. We need to get to the council.
And that's where we'll end this episode.
Boo!
I love the amount of time to get this the last sentence of the episode.
Who's the council?
The Council of
that?
Joel.
Do we know that?
I'm assuming it has to do with the ragtag under fighters that commit terrorism in my name.
The Resistance?
Yeah.
Speaking of terrorism in the name of Alward, hero points?
Gwibbs might be there.
Gwibbs. I nominate Gwibbs.
I nominate Gwibbs.
I will take
it. No, he doesn't deserve it.
What? You don't know what he did this episode.
He tried to bring Nerys to terrorism.
You don't know what Gwibbs was doing.
He didn't try. He successfully brought Nerys into terrorism.
I accidentally committed terrorism.
I think we all killed at least one, right?
No.
Actually, I never finished one off.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I have not eaten one
Sam
yet.
Metagame.
I did a metagame!
All right.
I'll kill you.
The hero point for this episode goes to Sven because he does not have any hero points.
I also don't have any hero points.
Well, listen, yeah, you win the most hero points.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
It's because Sven just returned.
I've been keeping
it's a welcome
a
back present. Yeah. For
really? It's also because one of his turns was already used for it. So this is a sorry gift.
This is my sorry hero point.
This is my sorry point.
Sorry, you used your spell slot.
No, we're not singing fight song over here.
I didn't. I sung sorry point.
It was to the tune of fight song.
That's not fight song, though.
Whatever.
It's a whole different
Sven, your speech.
Save us.
Speech.
Hello, everyone.
So, hi, Sven.
I'm back.
Oh. Are you sure? Do you know where you are right now?
No, I am.
We put him in a home and he came back.
Do you need to start the speech over 3 times?
Retcon it, Sven. Retcon it.
You do that one time.
3 times.
3 times. You did it 3 times.
Actually, technically, he said he needed to retcon twice. But he did it 3 times.
Maybe I don't know if I want to be back. No, I'm happy to be back from my little hiatus. And I guess we'll see what happens next.
What are you going to do?
Try and remember how to play Uvair again.
And let's get some interaction going in on the Discords. If you want to slip in there and tell us what you think has been going on with Uvair, where he's been, what you hope he's done while he's been away, and what you're most excited to see about what he's gained in the few levels while he's been gone. With that, hope you all have a great day, and we will see you in the next episode.
Be prepared for when Sven dies in 2 episodes.
This has been an Atomic Broadcasting production. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to give us some support by liking, commenting, and following. These things really do make a difference in getting the word out and helping our community grow. Also, make sure to check us out on Threads and check out the Discord server, where you can chat with other fans and discuss all the recent developments and happenings. Links to all these good things in the description below. The Written and the Lost is an original story that uses trademarks and/or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc., used under Paizo's fan content policy. Atomic Broadcasting and The Written and the Lost are not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. Hope to see you all in the next episode. Until then, have an atomic time.
That's a D8.
And that's a date.
Oh, I love... I've never had a date, actually.
You're married.
You're married.
The food date.
Oh.
You go to McDonald's.
How did you... Wait.
You just go out for dinner.
You got married without going on any dates?
I'm very persuasive.